Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The first guest on the show tonight, right now, that I want to talk to is one of my favorite athletes in Minnesota in all the years that I've been in the business, and get his perspective on Syd Hartman. And that will be former member of the Minnesota Twins, Torrey Hunter. He joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Torrey, I'm so happy that you're on the show tonight. You're the first one. You're batting leadoff tonight, man, as we remember Syd Hartman.
Man, Syd was awesome, man. I appreciate you guys having us on and kind of commemorate his memory, man. And we all can go back and think about some of the things that Syd has said and done and some of the accomplishments he's tackled over his 100 years he's been on this earth. So it's just, man, I'm going to miss him. I remember meeting him in the late 90s, and I had a chance. I always said he looked like Mr. Magoo. I don't know if you remember Mr. Magoo. And I used to say that, and he said that was one of his favorite characters. And that's how we hit it off. And we just, you know, every time we had a game, if I had a bad game, if I had a good game, if the team won or lost, he would always come to my locker and we would sit and we'll talk. He'll do the interview and then we'll sit and talk for like 30, 40 minutes. And, we talked about life and, you know, something that I didn't know that he had the Detroit Lakers come to Minnesota. He purchased it for $15,000, and then it became the Los Angeles Lakers. And Syd had something to do with that. I'm baffled that people don't know that.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of things that I didn't know. But when you build relationships with people and you're able to sit down at the table and talk with them, you learn a lot about people's character, about the things they've accomplished, and who they are. So I just, you know, you look at someone whose life, like Syd, has brought to the table. He has some significance in the world, you know. So when he's leaving this earth, he's leaving a footprint and a legacy of something that's going to keep going no matter what. And that's all people want to do in this world. And Syd kind of lived his life to the fullest.
Yeah, and Torrey, let me ask you this, because earlier today I was watching one of the newscasts. And they had some stories, because there's been stories nonstop since yesterday about Syd Hartman. And one of the photographs as they were going through these different still pictures was one of him on the field talking to you, and you're smiling to him, and he has his Marantz in his left hand and his microphone in the other hand. And so you guys were having a nice conversation, and it looked like he was interviewing you. But my question is this, is that Syd is a guy that loved everything about the great state of Minnesota. And so, like, he was able to get away with things that even I couldn't do. Like, I'm a Minnesotan. I love all the teams, but I could never stand in a press box and root for the Minnesota Twins openly. They would kick me out. Syd was able to get away with things like that, right? So I guess my point is that people knew that he loved Minnesota sports so much and he loved the athletes. Did you guys feel that when he was covering you, that he rooted for you guys in the way that he did, even as a columnist?
Oh yeah, I definitely felt like he was always on our side. You know, Syd, you know, like I said, he was the first one in the locker room, and he was at my at my locker all the time, just wanted to talk about how we can get over our slumps and what can we do to be better. You know, how hot are you guys? And, you know, what happened? What made you so hot? He had the great questions, and he had some suggestions too. You know, some worked and some didn't work. I say majority didn't work half the time, but Sid, man, if you really think about it, you know, he had favorite players, and he once told me, he told me all the guys that he liked. I know Kevin Garnett was one, I was one, and you look at most of those guys who was like working class guys who go out there and grind and have fire and they run down the line hard, they make catches and they're aggressive and, you know, they don't take no mess. Those are the guys he really loved. And I know KG was one of them. He told me I was as well because of these things. And those are the traits that he looked for. So, and that's why we built relationships with him. And because I already knew what kind of characteristics he loved in athletes or players, on the field. And so, yeah, I mean, he was a big fan of Minnesota sports. You know, he had his favorite players, and he had his players that he felt like they should not be in Minnesota.
Yeah.
and that's something that Sid, you was going to get the truth from Sid. It wasn't going to be something that you beat around the bush and be politically correct. Sid would tell you straight out who you are, what you are, and why you're not doing it. And that's what I love about him. I'd rather have a guy who's straight up to me than one that talks behind my back.
Hey, Torrey, I appreciate the time tonight, man. Thank you so much for the kind words and remembering Sid Hartman on this day where we remember him. We got a lot of things that we're going to go through over the course of the next 4 hours, but I'm glad that you're batting leadoff tonight. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you guys for having me on. And just remember, Sid still owes me 102 Murray Steakhouse certificates. I think he ate them all.
Well, I'm going to get in contact with Chad, and I'm going to let him know.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Take care. That's Torrey Hunter joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO, remembering a dear friend in Sid Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.